On this episode of Two Bears, One Cave.
This is how hairy my butt is right now.
Oh my God!
This is fucking disgusting.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Is that one of those chupacabra babies?
It's got hair on its back.
That's pump tutorial.
There we go. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. We fucking bring it. We fucking bring it.
100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. I believe the term is African American. Guys, we did it. Episode 200.
With a throwback joke in the... Oh, you used to do that all the time.
Bam, I know.
You changed and you started doing like, hey, when Skinny Tom showed up. Do you remember when you were fat when we did this show? Yeah. Hey, guys, bring back Fat Tom.
Do you know how often I fucking hear that?
Hashtag bring back. He was so much more fun. Do you know what Fat Tom didn't do? Call you pores. Because he didn't change out his outfits at all. They just got bigger and bigger.
I think that's not true. I think I had disdain for them... at
Fat
every
Tom
size
was so much fun. Let's reminisce about Fat Tom. Do you know he used to get in his car and he'd have hot sauce in the side of his door?
Did I?
Yes. We went to a hike and I go, you travel with your own hot sauce? I can't trust that they won't have the best hot sauce.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
That he used to eat hot two sauce, pecan pies a day?
That's true.
Yeah.
Hot sauce in the car is 100% Christina's.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that was Christina.
She was putting back white wine last night like she didn't have kids.
Yeah.
She was in the green room just like...
Let me tell you something. There's a lot about you guys that's similar.
She looked fucking fantastic.
She looks great.
She looks fucking fantastic. Both of you guys look great.
She's got a lot of wine.
Wait, do you guys spray tan and then look fucking hot?
I'm gonna pitch that idea. Dude, 200 episodes of this. We started in... well, here's the thing. To reminisce a little bit, we started in Reseda at the studio there. It was during the pandemic, right? Wasn't it during the pandemic or right around?
We just started before the pandemic, and then we doubled down
during the pandemic. Because if you don't, we were just like, let's just do this. And we did it once every 2 weeks to start. It was just like, we'll just do it.
I remember you called me. You're like, I don't believe in this Kung Flu. Let's start doubling down. Yeah. These fucking liberal mask wearing hippies. Yeah, he's like, I'm not getting the jab.
Nah, no jab for me, man.
Someone in our office called him with coronavirus. Is that what it's called still?
COVID.
Yeah. COVID positive. And I laughed. And you're not supposed to. And they go, what? And I go, just come to work. Give us all. We're fine.
Yeah.
Like, we're all good. I've had COVID seven times.
Seven?
I've had COVID seven times.
Wait, you've seen seven positive
I've
tests?
I've seen seven positive tests. The last one was when I shot my special.
You shot your special?
And I gave everyone COVID on the private jet. I gave everyone COVID. Like a couple of immunocompromised people. I'm raw dogging them, baby. I'm like that pilot that got AIDS from the monkey and then went around and spread it all through New Zealand.
Let's bring back Skinny Bert, who didn't brag about his jet and his spreading diseases everywhere. You know?
Yeah, wow. I got fat and turned into you. You got skinny and turned into you. Do you think people could deal with Skinny Bert? Do you think Skinny Bert was humbler?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, I'll go to Skinny Bert then. I'm Jack Bert is what I am right now. Let me tell you something. Brian Callen grabbed onto my shoulder last night. He's like, whoa, what's that? And I was like, it's my shoulder.
What did he think it was?
He was like, you work out. And I was like, yeah, I know.
You like to tell people that a lot.
I tell everyone. I had to tell Joe twice last night.
Yeah. Was he like, you should get in the gym, and you're like, buddy?
No, he's like, no, he was like, he's like, I've never heard someone brag about their shoulders. And I was like, feel it. And he was like, what? Because when you feel him, like Conor McGregor's a good close friend of mine. And I ran into him on the street in New York. And he was like, machine. And I was like, Conor. And he's like, dude, your last special was so fucking good. Razzle dazzle. I was like, no, please, please, please.
Right.
And so, but I dapped him up. And you feel Conor's shoulder. That's obviously the first part's a joke. I dapped him up. His shoulder is bulbous. Like, it is fucking bulbous. I really can't wait for him and Michael Chandler to fight. It's going to be one of my favorite fights I've ever watched. Michael Chandler's a fucking banger. Back to us. Now.
Man.
Sidebar Joe says to me last night, you know, you do have a thing about interrupting people. And I was like,
he brought that up
last night. we were talking, it was a long story. So back to us.
Fuck. So
I remember back then I didn't like Nadav.
When you're what?
When we first started there.
Yeah.
We were banging heads a little bit.
Yeah. You were like, don't fucking talk to me like that. I remember.
Yeah. That was a tense moment, but we buried the hatchet really quickly and efficiently.
I'm really good at self-awareness of realizing when I fucked up. I'm pretty good at that and self-correcting. And Nadav, Nadav's one of my favorite human beings alive. I love Nadav. I love when I see him. He's always got a great smile, and so I'm glad we patched that up.
Thanks, Bert. Me too.
It's episode 200. We were just reminiscing about some of our fondest memories.
Fondest memories. When you were fat, we would get fucking in and out for lunch.
We still get in and out sometimes.
You don't. You were like, you want a donut this morning, and I was like, don't try to pretend you're relatable. And then I watched you suck down some Mark Bell protein powder, and you're like, no, have a donut, fat guy.
I didn't have a donut.
You didn't?
No.
I could fuck. Do you remember when we had donuts on the show?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we brought in the girl to do the bit where she was hot?
Yeah.
And then
befriended her?
And then I fucking, I show up at a spin class, and she's my teacher, and I was like, hey, do you remember when I objectified you? She was like, I do.
Yeah, because you were like, you liked looking at her, what's it called?
Décolletage.
Her décolletage.
Décolletage. Décolletage.
You're a big tit guy, is what you've established, right?
I love tits.
Yeah.
Asses? Fucking dudes have asses. I don't need asses.
I like asses a lot.
Then you're half gay if you like asses. If you're into asses, you could be gay.
I could be gay. I love asses.
Mm-mm. Like big asses or
big fat asses.
Little boy asses.
Big fat asses.
All right.
What the fuck?
Let's play a game. Pull up asses, and you got to pick if it's a boy or a girl. There's got to be a website that does that already. And if not, can we build it?
Wait. Before you get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. You could put asses and tits up there.
Tits are so much better. There's no...
I'll tell you the difference here.
Do you think when people transition, when females transition to male, they don't change their asses.
Here's the difference. Tits are like earrings. Whether they're small or they're big old dangly ones, they're just earrings, okay? You can make them big or small, it doesn't matter. Fucking asses do something primal. They do something, they tap into something inside of your brain that goes, holy shit, I think it turns a regular man not even thinking about sex into a savage. I think it actually flips a switch. That's how I see an ass.
Oh, I think a tit. I think a full forward leaning nip slip of a tit is primal. I think that's primal. I think if you see that, all of a sudden you turn into an animal and your brain goes, jack off. But if you see an ass walk by, you're like, that's not a bad ass. And by the way, okay. Dare I say?
But do you have your tongue buried in asses like your whole life, or
no, no, not at all.
Never.
No, I mean I have recently, but not
recently.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, I'm
pretty outrageous.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Leanne's I think assholes should be higher than they are, because if you're doing it doggy style, I kind of wish they were like a little higher on their back so you could finger it like that.
Yeah,
instead of going like, and if you have a gut, you can't even get in there. It's like you're looking for your keys. It's like trying to put a seatbelt on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
You gonna have a donut?
No.
We're not gonna celebrate episode 200 with a donut?
Nope. Self-control. Self-control. Yesterday, I ate perfectly.
You did?
Perfectly. I had two salmons, and that's it. two salmons, and that's it.
The whole day?
Whole day. That's all I ate. And Joe brought in Terry Black's last night, and I just stayed away from it.
That's
like
good.
Two tequilas, bounced, went back to my room. I took a road tequila, went back to my room, went to bed, listened to Robier Maximilian's Life and the Reign of Terror, and I listened to history podcasts. I found two guys that have a pretty good podcast. I think they're in Ireland.
Yeah.
It's called...
Who'd you listen to? The life story of who?
Robier Maximilian.
What's the story?
So he created cancel culture.
He created it?
Yeah, with the Reign of Terror. What he did is the whole mind thought thing. It's kind of a deep little thing. I was thinking about cancel culture last night, you know, hanging out with Joe, and that's everyone in the fucking green room. All they want to talk about is cancel culture, and I'm just like... And I was like, you know, I think the Incas did it. I think the Incas did it. Someone died. One of our friends died. And we're sitting there. And me and Adam Egget were laughing to each other privately. And we're like, whew, wasn't me. And we're like, that's the crazy thing about death. When people die, everyone goes, whew, miss me again. Like, almost like it's never going to happen to us.
Yeah.
But then the Incas used to take the Aztecs up to the top.
The Aztecs?
The Aztecs used to take the Incas up to the top when they conquered the Incas. Have you ever seen the Mel Gibson movie?
Yeah, Apocalypto.
Yeah. They when they capture them as slaves, they would then do human sacrifices and people would all come and watch. And
but I was like, but those are totally separate group. Like the Aztecs are up in Mexico and the Incas are down in South America.
Yeah, but they caught in the Apocalypto.
In
the movie they caught. They went in, invaded, grabbed the slaves, brought them back.
Okay.
And then did human sacrifices. And that, I thought, was like a form of cancel culture of like people celebrating people falling. Like people going like, okay. Because that's what, hang on.
I'm with you.
Here's my thought. Cancel culture in its essence isn't, I don't think people really give a fuck about the issue at hand. I think what they care about is it's not them. They go, oh, fuck, did you hear about, that's what they celebrate. That it's not them.
Well, there's this other thing that's happening when somebody gets in trouble for something. You're going, that's not me. And you're also, part of your brain is like running through the bad things you've said and done.
Yeah.
And gone like, what would that be like if I were in this position?
Oh, right? Yeah. And I'm trying to piece this together. And so I'm thinking about the Aztecs and the Incas or whatever that was, that those human sacrifices. Then I started, and then I transitioned into hangings, public hangings, the witch trials. Yeah. Salem witch trials is cancel culture, really is because they're just like, let's not focus on what our problems are. Let's focus on that guy, and then let's kill him. And then we don't have problems. We didn't do anything wrong. And then I went to the Reign of Terror. The Reign of Terror was in France in like the 1700s, 1600s. And it's done by this guy. Will you look up his name? I think it's Robier Maximilian. And he started it. He started the Reign of Terror and was like, we need to kill King fucking Louis or whatever, who was married to Marie Antoinette.
Mm-hmm.
And so they fucking killed, type in Reign of Terror, R-E-I-G-N, Reign of Terror. Maximilian Robespierre, my bad.
Came to dominate the Committee of Public Safety during the Reign of Terror. The Reign of Terror took place between September 5th, 1793, and July 27th, 1794. During the Terror, the committee exercised virtual dictatorial control over the French government.
And so this is all the connective tissue. So I'm thinking about, do you remember the Red Scare? With in the 50s, where they were calling people communists in Hollywood.
Yes.
I was thinking about that, right? And so then I went to this guy.
Public shaming is what
cancel culture really is public shaming.
Yeah.
And people celebrate it and they rejoice in it. It makes them feel better about themselves. And in France, it took place for those years and it only ended when they killed Robespierre Maximilian. Then they were like, everyone's like, dude, this fucking cancel culture is out of control. He's killed 17,000 people. We need to fucking stop this. This guy's a fucking lunatic. We're not all bad people.
Yeah.
We're not all. So what they did is they fucking
killed
him. I
like this guy.
They killed him. They brought him in. He tried to shoot himself in the fucking head to kill himself because he's like, they're coming after me. Shot his jaw off. And then they drove him through town and everyone's like, fuck you. And then took him, guillotine. And I was like, so then that's how you end. And by the way, same thing happened with the Red Scare. It wasn't until they got McCarthy, they were like, fuck you, and made a fool out of him and canceled him, that answer ended. So I go, that's how you end cancel culture. You got to cancel the first person that started cancel culture.
And who is it here?
I don't know. Find out who started cancel culture.
In
modern times. There's one guy who coined the phrase cancel that. Oh, you know who it was? Wesley Snipes.
That's who started it?
Wesley Snipes. Ooh, wait. Hold on. Oh, no. Never mind. We're never going to find that. Wesley Snipes started the phrase cancel culture. Do you know why?
No.
In New Jack City, he's up there and they're talking about
Nino Brown.
Yeah. And he's like, yo, cancel that motherfucker.
Oh, cancel him. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's where the phrase came from.
Really?
But yeah. I mean, I was just trying to think last night about trying to write a joke.
Yeah.
And so that's where my brain goes. And so,
well, look, yeah. It's this 200th episode. I got you a present.
I can't wait to open it. Maybe I'll open you. You could open yours first because I know mine's going to be absolutely horrible and we'll spend the rest of the time talking about mine.
Okay.
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 See, that's how I know you. After spending 200 episodes with you, I know how you operate.
How do I operate?
There's some sort of hate crime in there.
No.
No, there definitely is. And I'm going to hold it like the poster boy for the fucking neo-Nazis. And then...
First of all, I would never put you in a position like that. Please, let me see what this is.
Well, Isla bought yours.
Really?
Yeah. Isla bought your present.
This could be like a weird thing then, huh?
It is a little weird. She bought two, and she said... This is what I want him to have, but I know this is what you want him to have, but can you give him what I want him to have? And I went, yeah. Sure, Isla. So this is from Isla. She thinks visually it's a beautiful present, and she thinks it'll be more effective. Now, hold on. Pete, is it at the bottom? Well, okay. Here's what she bought. And I really think what she bought it because this is what I wanted to give you. And she liked it so much, I think she wanted to keep it for herself.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a really cool, this is a cool present.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
This is a katana. This is the katana sword from a military Japanese World War II.
Seriously?
Dead serious. And it was pretty fucking pricey. There is the Japanese soldier's signature is inside. Here's really fucking badass. And I know because a lot of people think you're Japanese, Sagura.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was I was like, that's what I want to get him.
Okay, awesome.
That's not what she wants you to have.
Okay. Are they both weapons?
This is a Morningstar.
Fucking A, man.
Yeah. Ida said this would be much more effective in a home invasion. And so
I cannot have that anywhere near my boys. They're literally, because literally, well, one of them will be dead within 15 minutes.
Wait, where will you keep it?
I mean, here, it's awesome. Can I see that?
Yeah, this is awesome. Here, we'll FaceTime Isla and see what she says. Here, you want to take a look at this morning, this katana too?
Yeah, holy shit.
Katana's pretty fucking
good. How do you fucking buy this?
Isla and Peter.
Found this?
Yeah, they found a place in Long Beach that sells fucking medieval weapons, like authentic medieval fucking weapons.
Holy shit, this would be so
take
fucking fun.
A look at
fun
this, bad bitch.
To hit somebody with.
Take a look at this.
This is crazy.
So.
By the way, when that was still ripped up and wrapped up in the cloth,
yeah.
I thought that was just one of those massive dildos that like they sell at, you know, the adult stores. Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's a Japanese katana. I'm like, uh-huh.
So right here is a piece of paper where the soldier autographed the paper and shoved it into the sword. You can see that little thing right
Seriously?
There. Yeah, this is pretty fucking
That's genuine?
Yes, yeah, genuine. From World War II.
Stop.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and accept this as not just episode 200, but as a birthday gift since this year you didn't get me anything.
Then you got two things.
Okay.
Congratulations, buddy.
Fucking thanks, man.
Yeah, we should FaceTime Isla. Like, she's going to be fucking
This is for real?
It's for real. This World War II katana. It's sharp as fucking shit. Isla walked me through all the stuff of how to use it. And yeah, so he was a Pete and Isla got the info. He was a maritime soldier.
Oh, this smells.
Yeah,
it smells old.
It's old as fuck.
You know when things like you smell it and you're like, this smells old.
Yeah, it's old as fuck. And so his signature. See that little dot in there?
Yeah.
He rolled. So they knew it was theirs. They signed it and then they rolled it up and shoved it in there so that they knew it was theirs.
Yesterday, this is why I'm so scared that I'm on the bike.
Yeah.
Christina's out and Ellis comes down. He's like, hey, you need to go upstairs. I'm like, why? I'm like, just let me ride the bike, man.
Yeah.
And he's like, Julian's crying. I go, for what? He goes, he got hurt. I go, how'd he get hurt? And he's like, we were fighting, but like play fighting. And I go, I'm running upstairs. I'm like, what happened? And I just hear like, ah. And I'm like, what happened? What happened? And he's like, my foot accidentally hit him. I go, did you kick him? He goes, I think so.
My foot accidentally hit him.
I go, where? He goes, in the head. I'm like, great, man.
I can't wait to see your boys playing with the katana.
Oh, yeah. Or this right here.
The Morningstar. That's fucking badass. You got to keep, I'd keep that here. I'd put it up on the background.
Yeah, we should keep this here.
Because that'll look nice on the, that's the other thing Ida said.
Dude,
is
the weight of this?
It's heavy as fuck. I mean, and it's. Fucking, if you hit someone with that,
God
game
damn it,
over.
Fucking Nadav. Yeah.
Nadav, huh?
That's the first thought I had.
Can I tell you what? Can I tell you what?
Oh, this is game over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This is like, yo, you're going to learn how to Google. Fucking.
Isla was like, it would look great on your set.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Bro.
I should FaceTime Isla and see if she's awake. She was like,
What time does she sleep till usually? Because no, school hasn't started.
No. She's sleeps. It's summer. It's summer and she's sleeping an aggressive amount.
Really?
Yeah. She
Is she about to be a senior?
She is a senior. She's about to be a senior. We're trying to get her to drive. It's been the whole she doesn't care about driving. She doesn't care about driving and her taste in cars fucking bullshit. Bullshit, it sways bullshit. She wants like the cheapest car she can find, the cheapest, smallest car, or a vintage Bronco.
I'll hook you up with.
They're fucking $250,000, all of them. You can't find one that isn't. All right.
Holler at me.
All right, so time to open my present?
Yes. This is, by the way, thank you for mine. Those are fucking rad. I wish I had more gifts for you. I can't wait
to see what it is.
It's fucking cool, dude, and it's genuine.
Part of me feels like it might be a pipe bomb.
It's fucking badass, dude, and it's exactly what you wanted.
I'm afraid I'm gonna hurt myself.
You're not. It's the real deal.
the fuck up.
Yeah, it's real.
Chloroform?
Real chloroform. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Not a gag gift.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Let's try it out.
Yeah, dude. Isn't that rad?
How'd you get chloroform?
Just easy.
Did you just got it online?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
You could travel with it.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah. You can give it to a girl, whatever you want.
I'm going to put this on my checked bags in my carry-on.
Might maybe keep it like that for now.
Really?
I think so. Unless we're going to try it.
I can't try it. I'm quitting drinking.
You get yeah, that's okay.
It's a great way to quit drinking.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, I'm like, well, I'm done for the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if it was on my hand and I do the joke?
You know what you should do for what? Because you trust them.
Mm-hmm.
For like the first time.
Yeah, maybe keep it in the bag. They zip that up pretty tight, huh?
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of fucking.
Okay, this is what I would do.
Okay.
Let's say you were spending the night tonight. You go to the hotel. You have Peter restrain your arms and legs,
mm-hmm.
and then soak a rag, put a protective thing over his mouth, and then hold the soaked rag over your face where you can't resist.
Because you got to hold there for 5 minutes.
I don't know if five, but like you got to hold it there for a while. And this way you don't have the ability
to knock it away.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. That's fucking what if I dropped it?
It'll knock you out for 2 minutes or to 2 hours or more.
That's chloroform.
But if it's more than 8 hours, tell them to call a doctor.
I wish I had my glasses. I want to read the instructions.
Yeah.
It says for real G's only.
That's it. It's a special kind. It's the real thing.
Chloroform. What a great 200th gift president.
Yeah.
You got a katana and a Morningstar, and I got chloroform.
Yeah.
By the way, those are so our personalities.
It's totally great.
I just want to be put out for the night, and you want to fucking kill people.
Yeah, dude. This is so cool.
I feel like I should wash my hands.
Have you
been touching it much?
No.
Hey, Nadav, can I get some hand sanitizer?
No, it's in the bag. You're good. It's safe in the bag.
You think?
Yeah.
Have you been touching the bag?
I have, and I've been staying conscious for the last couple days.
Yeah. Fucking unreal. Oh my God, big announcement.
What?
No diarrhea today. And here's the thing.
How much diarrhea have you been having?
Well,
I didn't shit today.
Really?
I forgot to.
Is it something you usually schedule?
If I go sit on the toilet, I shit. Like in the morning, I've set myself up pretty regular.
Yeah.
If I just sit down the toilet, I shit.
So I've been really good with healthy bowel movements for a while. Like I'm very happy about it. And guess when I started shitting uncontrollably again? When I started swimming in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like a week after I started swimming in the ocean, I saw the notice. They were like, don't swim in the ocean. There's like record levels of bacteria that'll make you sick.
Oh, that's right. Because our whole city, if it rains, our whole city turns the ocean to poison.
And they're like, it is, don't even go in the ocean. And I was like, oh, I'm swimming in it every fucking day.
Every day.
And I started to just shit crazy. I was like, why am I shitting like this all the time?
Are you just plaguing your body with poison?
I'm just shoving poison in and I'm swallowing. And then I finally am like, oh, today I shit normal. And it's like, yeah, maybe the poison has kind of found its way out of your body.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it was like I was like, man, why? And I saw the notice of like, don't swim the day before I left.
Really?
Yeah. That's when they were like, absolutely do not swim in. And they listed like all the beaches. It was like 12 beaches.
And we eat those fish.
Dude. Yeah.
There's so much shit in our ocean.
The ocean's so enormous. God, I was thinking about too, because I was thinking about when we watched those like shark videos, the level of panic. I wonder how much you panic and then how quickly you resign to your death in those situations, you know? Yeah. Like how quickly you're like if some part of your brain's just like, oh, there's nothing to do anymore.
Wait, when you resign to death?
Yeah.
I thought about that. I was listening to a documentary on Jimmy
Hoffa.
Like
the polar bear, you know? The polar bear is like, oh, that's different. That's when you're just like, someone is going to kill me.
No. When you're in a, like with Jimmy Hoffa, I think they put him in the cement at a giant stadium.
Yeah. Well, that's the.
And so I wonder if I bet they left him alive and sank him into the cement. And at one point you have to think, I'll get out of this. And then at one point you have to think, uh-oh. And then I thought.
Political figures, it's different. When you just like, if you're, you know, like. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, they knew they had a target on their back. Like, they just know, right?
Yeah, so, but do you think they knew?
Like, well, I don't think they know the moment, but I think that, like, every time, I'm sure in that, remember the 60s, and they're like this voice that you have to try to put yourself in the mentality that people are like, we don't want you to have rights to go places. We don't want you to be thought of as equal. And these guys are like the leading, you know, different ways of doing it.
And they're killing. They were killing. I still, there's certain things I can't believe happened, right? Like, I can't believe Jared from Subway was a p-o. Like, part of me goes, for real? Like, I think, and then
I'm talking about it on stage now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then I can't believe that, like, I
was talking about because I knew him.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You guys were like buddies. You used to share, like, emails and stuff.
I was like hundreds.
And yeah. So, but I can't believe that, like, the Freedom Riders, the two Jewish kids and the black kid that came down through
Mississippi, yeah,
the Mississippi burning story. I can't believe that there's a world that existed where cops would pull you over and then shoot you. I understand that still happens today, but, like, the fact that there was no law, like, that, and that they all got away with it. Dude, and they're still getting away with it today, apparently.
The way you get away with it back then, too, is, like, you know, the judge and the jury, like, you, like, if you were a white guy, you killed a black guy, they'd put you on there, like, all right, let's go through the judicial process here. And they'd be like, what do you think? And all of them would be like, Bert's a good guy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and the judge would be like, and case closed. And then that would be it. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're like, there is no justice. They were like, I'm sure that you felt threatened. I did, Your Honor. That was it. It was just a totally rigged system. So I'm saying if you're those guys in that era, right, you know, they probably go through a level of acceptance of like, people want to kill me because people really did want to kill those guys.
Those two Jewish kids, I wonder if they were like, don't worry, we'll talk to them. Hey, this guys, you're not allowed to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then those cops are just like, fuck you, you're dead.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you're dead. And we've got a plan to go bury you in a landfill.
Yeah.
Like that, the fact that injustices like that happen are unfathomable to me. Like the idea that like, if I went and performed, I'm sure if we performed in like Afghanistan, they'd behead us, right?
They'd
like,
kill us. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think that's what they do to stand-ups. And so, allegedly,
you know,
I don't know. They might like my new shit.
I don't know. They might. I think you might take your shirt off, and then they go, "Is this a gay?" And then they just kill you immediately.
Yeah, but like you to death. The idea that you could be beheaded.
Yeah,
that there's places where they would actually behead you, and they would actually not care about your rights. Like I care about people's rights. I care about people feeling good.
That's the thing about living in a civilized society is we all agree to these, like, you know, to these rules and the acceptance of like, hey, someone's like here.
Yeah.
People are allowed to say things to you and voice their opinions. We live now in a world where you go like, oh, that should be the standard, right? That people are allowed to disagree with you and stand up for themselves. But there's parts of the world where like, that's not a reality, you know? Like there's like a woman in...
They fucking cut their clits off. Or they go, she's a whore, time to gang her. I mean, the fact that there's a child in Sierra Leone snorting brown just to get through the day. Like a child going like, this world's pretty rough.
What's brown?
I don't know. I saw it on a documentary.
Okay.
Or I might have seen it in a movie. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's in a movie. It's God of War, Lord of War.
This got into a pretty serious territory.
How did we get in here?
Diarrhea led to...
Poison fish, the ocean so big.
And then the acceptance of dying, like when a shark attacks you.
I think I'd swim into its mouth. At a certain point, I'd be like, can I fight it? And if I'm like, let's get this over with. Like,
yeah.
And you better eat the whole me.
See, like, that's the thing is, I think the polar bear, oh, man. You know, like that guy with that polar bear on it, I was like, remember it stood up? It's fucking like 9 feet tall. You're like, oh, my God. I mean, a polar bear would just kill you, you know? It wouldn't have to be hungry.
There's got to be like, I wonder how many times in atrocities in the world that I would go, time out. And they'd be like, there's no timeouts, man. We're f***ing you. Yeah. And I'm like, what? And he's like, welcome to Oz, bitch.
That time I somebody we know, I guess I'll just say it. So, and then you we'll cut this out. Told me about being there for a prison rape. And
who? Had to tell me who.
And it is like so sobering to hear the details of that.
Who?
All right.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So he was in jail for a while.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't serving time like, here's your sentence. It was, I think it was like in the, technically, I guess not prison.
It's jail.
It's jail, but it's like Rikers.
Yeah.
And you still get access to, I think, the library. So he was in the library.
Oh, what a bad place for that to happen.
And they were raping a guy, like three guys were. And he was telling me this story.
He told me this story where they looked at him and go, you want in on this?
Yes.
And he was like, I'm good.
And then the guy was like, come on. The guy who was being raped was like, come on. And they were like, we're being nice to you right now. Because if you were a white, we wouldn't use lube, because they were using lube, and
talk about injustice.
And he was telling me that, and like they offered him, they're like, you want a piece of this? And he's like, no, I'm good. And the fucking,
how did we get so dark today? Jesus Christ!
I don't know, how did we start here?
Maybe it's the fact that I gave you a fucking morning star,
yeah,
and you gave me chloroform.
Yeah.
We were destined for this darkness.
Yeah. Oh, it was about the fear, though. Like the fear and the
thing,
panic.
That you can't
the panic.
Stop it.
Like you can't stop. That's
you
what
can't
it is.
Stop
can't.
It.
But like that poor son of a bitch, laying on that table. There's nothing he can do. You
no.
think you could be like, guy, let me talk to you for a second. There's nothing you
let
can.
Me, hang on. Let me tell you a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. If I make three, you guys
three guys
laugh.
Walk into a library. Huh, guys? Come on. Right. Yeah. Fuck that. That's why you need guns.
Yeah.
You need to protect yourself.
How many guns you got now?
Four.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got a good handgun?
Yeah. I got a couple of those.
What else you got?
Shotgun.
Yeah.
Got AK-47.
AK-47 is aggressive.
I bought it drunk.
Do you ever take it to the range?
No. I don't even have bullets for it.
You can get them, right?
Yeah, sure. But I don't care. I just like it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I haven't picked it up yet.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Let's transition out of this darkness into something fun.
My new tour bus?
Your new tour bus?
Yeah, I got a new tour bus.
Are you excited?
Oh, dude, it's the best. It's the best for someone who lives on a tour bus like myself. It's the fucking best.
Did you spec it out?
I built it.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. I built it. It's
who'd you use?
I don't know if I'm not gonna remember. Some person.
Okay.
And so, but what I did, Tom, and yeah. I think you'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
So normally when you do a tour
front
bus.
Front lounge?
What? Of course. Yeah. Front lounge. But what I did when people build tour buses, there's two types of tour buses. There's star coaches and then there's like just like a crew bus.
Yeah.
That's all bunks, back bedroom, back hangout room, front lounge, and maybe a small shower. Well, I wanted a bedroom, but then there's star coaches. Star coaches are usually double slide outs. It's a slide out in the back where the bedroom is and a slide out front, meaning that it pushes out so you have a bigger bedroom. Well, I had slide outs. I've been on more tour buses than a lot of fucking anyone. When you Google celebrity tour buses, only mine show up because I'm the only dickhead taking pictures in a tour bus. Like Motley Crue isn't
wrapped.
And so what I liked, what I didn't like about those double slide outs, and this is so inside the weeds on tour buses, but this is for anyone that ever was going to need one. Those back ones, when you go to bed, your bus calls at 3 a.m. They're going to start driving at 4. Everyone's in bed. You're asleep. Well, if you're in the back start bedroom, when he starts the engine, it is right by your pillow. It's vroom, yeah, you loud. Wake up yeah. and you're like, fuck. And then as you go back to sleep, he's driving and you're on the axle and you're like this all fucking night. And it's the most uncomfortable sleep.
Yeah.
But when you get there the next day, it slides out and it feels cool and you got room to hang out. But no one hangs out in their bedroom. What I noticed is the best sleep you can have is in the bunks. When you're in the middle of the bus, that sleep is like this. And it rocks you to sleep. The problem is the bunks aren't big enough. So what I did is I put lounge, tiny bathroom, just a little bathroom.
In the front.
And then I have bunks. And then the next set of bunks is my bedroom. So it's not a slide out. It's a bedroom. And so it's a queen size bed. And then I put the bathroom in the way back, made it really big, and then put the closet in front of the engine so that it muffles the sound of the engine. So when you get bus call, you go to sleep, no windows, ice fucking cold, no windows. And
cool.
When the bus calls 3, you get in bed at 3, everyone starts passing out, engine starts, you do not hear it. Bus starts driving, you do not feel it. All of a sudden, you notice like you're moving down the street and you're like, wow, how long have we been driving? You're like, shit, we're going to be there in 30 minutes. I slept sound the whole fucking night. It's outside my house. And I was telling Gavin Rossdale about it. I did an episode of Something's Burning with him.
Yeah.
I was telling him about it. And as I explained it to him, anyone that lives on a bus, he was like, whoa. He was like, for real? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, you put the bed where the second, but those are the best sleeps. And I went, yeah, that's where the bed is. And he was like, Can I rent it out? And I was like, I don't know. I'm weird about, because I go, why don't I just keep it the whole time? Because it's like mine. And I like keeping all my stuff in there. I don't want to have to unpack it.
Yeah. I mean, I got to see it. I want to see it. The first time I ever rented a bus, I'd never rented a bus before, was like 2017 or 18. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of tiers, just so you know. If like, imagine if you go to rent a car, right? And you're like, do you want to get the economy car? Or do you want to get, you know, a luxury car?
I did economy for a long time.
Well, I did the economy, right? I was like, oh, I've never done it before. I'm just getting into, like, doing theaters. Got this tour. I go, I'll rent this one. So I get it. Fucking, man, it's like the first night I'm in the back, I'm asleep or going to sleep. And I'm like, man, it's loud as fuck, right? I mean, it was, but it was loud. Like, even in the years that came after it, on all the buses. I've been on a lot of buses. I've never had something that loud. So, and I'm trying to be like, you know, like not a complainer.
Yeah.
So after like a few days, driver's like, everything cool? Everything, you know, good? I'm like, yeah, I got to tell you, man, it's fucking loud. He goes, yeah, man, this thing needs a new transmission. I keep telling him. And I was like, I go, dude, but I mean, have you heard how loud this is? I mean, you're driving, but so he turns it on and I go, just go in the back. And he's like, oh yeah, that's not normal. And I'm like, yeah, it sounds like a jet engine.
Yeah. Right?
It was so fucking loud. We end up getting a deal from them because how bad the thing that he's like, this thing shouldn't even be on the road. I keep telling him, like, why am I renting it?
Dude, when you get a bad transmission or a bad suspension, when the suspension goes out, you are bouncing all over the fucking road.
And then there's cool ones where, so I also was on this last tour. I just rented the bus for the tour. So it was my bus. It was a pretty good bus.
Yeah.
On the previous tour, I was chartering buses, but like a week here, 2 weeks. I didn't do like the year rental. Yeah. And one time I got like, it was like if you go to the rental counter at the airport and you're like, fuck it, I'll do an Escalade today, right? It was like that. So I get, I I see this thing, and I just for the 2 weeks, I'm like, that's fucking expensive. And they're like, yeah, that's how this company, I'll tell you who the company is. But
over 30 grand?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, that's what I'm saying. I was like, Jesus. But I was like, this is like a splur. Like, you know, yeah. It's your birthday. You're like, yeah. All right, fuck it. And I'm like, how could this bus be any different than the bus? Like, the bus pulls up, and it, you know, outside, you're like, damn, I get on, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? This is the, and they're like, yeah. The guy goes, I just dropped off J-Lo, and I'm picking you up. And I was like, this is the craziest fucking thing that I have ever been on. And even in like last year when I had that, I mean, it did not compare to this bus. The bus had, it also had like smart things where, like, you know, the wall here is flat. You're like, oh, and then he goes, oh, no, touch here. You touch, and then a dishwasher came out. And I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I'd never seen that. There was smart TVs everywhere, and then it had libraries of movies built in.
Wow.
And then the light panel, you go to touch this. He's like, no, pull it. It comes off the wall. It became an iPad. And it controlled the lights, and then it had like 200 movies, and you could play it here.
Jesus Christ.
So that's why I was like, oh, that's why this thing is. And then, yeah, the bedroom, it was like you were going on vacation, and it was like a luxury villa. And I was like, okay, yeah. that's the level of this. And I never had something like that again. And I also learned that this guy drove J-Lo for like, I don't know, 9 months, and he goes, we never made eye contact.
Are you serious? Yeah. Did you ever see Mariah Carey shade J-Lo?
No.
I saw a clip on TikTok.
Do you have your headphones?
Yeah.
You got to see this.
What?
This the whole thing I've been trying to I wanted to show you. So before you, and just get it ready. This is on YouTube. So it's on YouTube.
Okay.
And I had them when it got on YouTube, when I saw it on YouTube, the first thing I did, I go, rip this, because they're going to pull this off of YouTube. And guess what? It never got pulled. It's still on there.
Really?
Yeah.
For reference, this is how hairy my butt is right now.
Oh my God.
All right. So step one is to squeeze this cream onto your hand. Hold on. This is on
YouTube right now. Right now it's on YouTube. Do you know how many views it has?
565,000 million.
38 million right now.
38 million.
Yeah.
To be doing just that. All right. Now it says to apply a thick, even layer to cover hair. Do not rub it in. So let's do that.
There's nair on your asshole. This is how you would get the hair out of there, right? And I guess this is kind of what you were saying about asses? What kind of ass do you like? You know?
That one's not that bad. I kind of like it with the hair, to be honest with you.
But it's tight.
Yeah.
It's not big fat ass. It's a small, but it's an
Asian ass.
It's an Asian, like, little twink ass.
Cheeks as well. Setting a timer for 3 minutes. Don't go past 3 minutes, because I did that with my armpits. Like, I went to 5 minutes and it literally burned and stung so bad. We have
press
1 minute
left. So, because we're talking about hair removal, have you ever tried Nair?
No.
Would you try it?
Yeah. If I could put my asshole online like that.
That's what I was thinking we could do.
I'll put my asshole online.
If you could show it. But yeah. I think you can. As long as.
I'll do it right now. I'll do it right now.
Really? You know
I'll
why
do
this
it
is...
right now. And I'm going to. This is exactly how I do it. This is an instructional video how to take asshole hair out of my asshole. And I will be hairless in my asshole for my Tops Off World Tour, and I'll get 39 million views,
yeah.
And I'll fucking double every arena show I'm doing.
Well.
Fuck. I mean, why? Are you being serious? We can put our assholes online?
Because he's giving you, like, an instructional thing. And there's
are
like,
you being serious? So yes. I can be like, my name's Bert Kreischer, and this is how you jack off.
I think if there's some medical benefit, and you go, but don't do it like this, you could get hurt.
This is a cheat code that is going to break my brain.
Yeah.
So I can be like,
this is not even, keep going.
So far, there's no stinging, nothing's hurting, it's all good.
It's all good, okay?
This is impossible.
Okay, hold on.
Check small area, thicker hair may require more time, so let's check a small area first. Oh my God, that was one swipe. God damn, a lot of the hairs came out, you guys.
right? So he's cleaning.
This is disgusting. This is fucking disgusting. This is fucking disgusting.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Now, so if you're listening, he took a paper towel and he did some swipes and hair has just fallen off. And now, go ahead.
This is how my butt looks pre-rinse and pre-shower and post-hair removal cream. I'm going to take a shower and clean the area and come back and show you what the results are. All right, guys, I'm back from my shower. He's my nighttime skincare. This is how my butt looks post-shower, post-rinse, and post-hair removal cream.
And then look, he also, he does the wink. And it's pretty hairless now.
It's not bad.
Yeah. And you can see his bag also clearly hanging.
He's got a big bag.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. I wouldn't have thought he'd have a bag that hangs like that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Why don't we just break the internet and do it to each other?
Do it to each other?
Yeah. First of all, there's no backside to this. I don't see any backside to this.
Backside?
Downside.
I think you're looking at this backside.
I don't see any downside to this at all. Yeah. At all. I don't see any downside at all. I'm being serious. From a marketing perspective, this is genius. This kid's face, 35 million people have watched. How long has this been
38.
Up?
38. Yeah.
38 million people.
How long
people.
Has it been up? When you
About 3 weeks from when you guys sent it to us.
Can you see if you pull up the video on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm looking up.
Is there any more after this, or is it just this asshole that winked at us?
I'm subscribed.
Obviously, there are some hairs on my cheek still, like stray hairs, but like overall, I think we did really good. And I think this Nair hair removal cream did a really good job.
I think that's why it's allowed to stay.
Hairs. And so, yeah, that's how you get rid of your butt hairs using the Nair hair removal cream, or really any hair removal cream in general. Thank you guys so much for watching. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
I think that's that smiled.
First of all, he's adorable. He's adorable.
He ends it when he goes. That's not a genuine smile.
Let me do an impression. Let me see that. Let me see that sword. This is my impression of his father.
Yeah.
Fucking, there's no way. His fucking dad looks at that and goes, that's what I was fucking.
That's my son.
That's my son removing his ass hairs. I'm probably totally wrong. I bet his dad's super supportive.
I don't know.
But there's fucking.
No,
there's,
you're, yeah. It's been up for a month. And is the current view count, has it gone up? I mean, it probably has since we watched it a few days ago and it was 38 million.
That's fucking insane. I don't see the downside of me and you waxing each other's
38.
Assholes.
38.7 million. Hmm? 38.7 million now.
Oh, well, only 700,000 people have watched it since we watched it last.
You think it's been flagged? It's had to have been flagged. Because I mean, you can find breastfeeding
people
videos.
People have definitely...
Type in how to breastfeed.
You know what I want you to do, actually? I'm being serious here, Nadav.
Yes.
I want you to...
I hate gays.
I don't know, something on the home.
Most out of pocket.
No. That's the way they do the internet. The internet's fucking stupid. Look at this. Schultz goes crazy. He doesn't go crazy. It's just that's the way you fucking write things these days.
Yeah.
You don't say, hey, we had an interesting conversation. You're like, Tom hates Jews. And then you're like, yeah. And then, but we'll put it as the fucking watch. Just say, I hate Jews.
Nope.
Just say, I hate, and then go sandwiches, and then just say Jews.
I want you to do something before I forget.
I want to see breastfeeding videos. I guarantee you it's up there. There's got to be how to pump.
I'll say this.
Breast pumping.
I don't like grapefruit juice.
If you put that as the title of this episode, it'll perform better than any of our other episodes.
Yeah, but you might
that's,
be right.
Well, that's what sucks about the fucking internet, because you don't know what you're getting. It's like back in the day, you could be like, Joe Rogan talks to a fucking... pharmacologist, and you're like, oh, that's an interesting conversation. Now it's got to be Joe Rogan says statins aren't real, and you're like, hold on, that's not what their 3-hour conversation.
You have to elicit something. He's educating people on these things.
I want breast pumping videos. But there has to be breast pumping videos. Women with enlarged, engorged tits. How do breast?
What about
pump-
face sitting? I'm a big face sitting fan. Okay.
Let's fucking get after it. Fucking find one that's got 38 million views.
Yeah, let's do the view counts.
Do the view counts.
Tits out.
Tits out and not some fucking Nancy. I want a fucking MILF.
Mamas, if you've been... You know how convenient it is. She's too young.
Yeah, go to the spike. Go to the spike at the end. Go to the spike at the end.
When they're cutting your bottle full of milk and like...
Tit out.
Just lightly. It doesn't need to be hard. Oh, she's going to keep it on.
Boo! Go full Asian on us.
And then once you've let down, you can alternate between...
Nobody wants you to do this with your shirt on!
Look at her fucking face.
Yeah.
You know what? Flag her. Report her to YouTube.
Yeah, report her for not helping.
Okay, we see a nipple.
Yeah, you know what sucks, though, is you don't want to see a baby doing it.
Just pretend it's a midget. Breastfeeding attachments? Breastfeeding theories. Roll on. I don't want to see a baby.
God, what is it?
See a fucking...
Fucking newborn?
Come on. Just scroll. Get to the pie. No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Think of the fucking...
Ah, oh, Jesus. Oh,
whoa. Is that one of those chupacabra babies?
It's got hair on its back?
That's one of those Peruvian babies that have hair all over its face. Those wolf boy babies.
Jesus, how does it have hair on its back and shoulders?
What the fuck? I'm ignoring a tit looking at a baby's back. Shut the fuck up. Next.
Yeah, I don't like
Let's
this.
Let's see... Give me like a fucking, okay.
Wait, there's not a breast pump one that has, fucking ass.
How to operate breast pump tutorial, and now go for fucking millions of views.
Yeah, there's not a view count thing we can
view
go?
View counts?
Highest view count?
She looks like her.
But wait, doesn't the filter allow you to go search by view counts?
Yeah, most popular. Type. There we go. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. We fucking bring it. Yeah. We fucking bring it. Fuck yes.
Wow, Trevor Phillips. Thanks for educating
Jesus.
Us.
Jesus.
God, she's got some big fucking tits.
Those are amazing.
Yeah.
This is fucking holy shit.
I feel like I'm learning so much right now.
God, that's not how you do it, guys. There's a fucking machine that'll help. My wife used
that. That shit's like glue coming out of her.
God damn it.
Look at her. Her tits.
She looks like a fucking city folk who just bought a cow.
Do you like those? Do you like those tits?
Lean full view.
Hand expression.
I don't
tutorial.
Know. I've never seen.
Yeah.
I've never seen tits like that in my entire life.
This is an Eastern European apartment. I believe. Yeah. I believe she makes $11 a month.
Oh yeah. God damn it. Oh yeah. Yeah. Lower the camera.
There you go.
God, she's good.
War torn nation that has no laws.
So this is. That's actually informational. I didn't know you could do it with your hands like that.
Her tits are comically big.
They are.
It looks like they're cartoon tits.
The size of a baby's got to be huge. Those are the biggest tits I think I've ever seen.
God. Yeah.
Those are the biggest
tits. Are you
tits.
Pretending also that that's your dick right now and she's just getting every last drop out?
I don't know. I wish she'd be a little more sexual about it. She's so mechanical and she's just doing it into a fucking highball glass.
And you're like, I can't.
So you can. Wait, hold on. I wonder how many 10-year-olds
call your dad sometime.
Jerked off to this.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
So
what was the view count on this?
Also around 38 million.
that's the magic number for this educational stuff.
So how do we get educationally naked and sell shit for two bears?
Fuck.
How do we get educationally naked?
That just gave me an idea for the other thing we've been, like the stuff we met about the Zoom call yesterday.
Yeah.
When we actually, time to do that, that's something that
we should definitely
be naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is insane. I want to see more nudity. What are some other things like, how to milk?
I was going to say, can you do a prostate milking.
Prostate milking.
Yeah.
This is insane. This is a cheat code.
So YouTube allows.
Imagine if you're fucking 12 years old.
Imagine if you milk my prostate educationally in a video.
Prostate massage. Oh my God.
Massage.
Oh my gosh.
Right, so there's the joke. Okay, that's real.
What?
This one right here.
Let's see it. Keeps males improve function. Kegel after prostate removal. Get to the fucking... Okay.
Yep. I would have the one on the left leave the room.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are going to milk me.
Okay, right here.
Oh, we'll bring in fucking... Oh, what's fuck,
the,
yes.
Is there audio?
Because we want to train our patients in a functional position, and this is the same position we this would is have
even hotter.
Our patients go home and perform their Kegels in, which is standing.
He's got a towel on, which means...
If someone cannot coordinate a Kegel properly, we would start in laying, and we can use the ultrasound on the perineum. Either way, most men are comforted
ultrasound
to know
on the
that
perineum.
They don't have to have any invasive evaluation of their pelvic floor muscles, as they've already been through so much.
Get in there.
So we're
going to
demonstrate, using our very generous volunteer here, how
get
we
her hands
would
in
evaluate
there. Get her hands in there
using the ultrasound.
Oh.
Earlier, we spoke about how we use
just get her hands under the towel.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
No, she's just doing ultrasound stuff.
And we would tell
him
it's time.
Okay. Close this video.
Next
fucking
one,
waste
one,
of time.
One,
didn't
one.
Learn
boring.
Shit.
God damn it, the woman should be fucking disbarred.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like she's getting in there.
Prostate. Keep
drainage.
Going.
Next. I don't want to see it. Fucking
more.
Well, that's okay. A dick. Is that a dick?
That's a finger.
Oh, that's a finger.
How about,
I think go back to the views, most popular.
Nursing project prostate exam.
No, but I don't see a dude finger a dude's ass. Prostate massage.
And she's
oh,
like
look at that girl
up.
With the fucking sex toy. What are their views?
1.5 million.
Let's just see what Caitlin
below
V does.
1.4 million.
She looks like she's jacking one off in her face.
That one prostate massage looks like she's fingering his ass.
Oh, wait, whoa.
Hole.
Right there, that one. Is that?
Yeah, that looks like it. Yep, hold on.
There we go. This is like fishing.
Yeah, this is like fishing. Oh, is that our boy?
Kind of looks like him.
Especially the gland penis. Rav.
So the prostate gland.
It is him.
It's
is
him.
One thing that are so important in men. And it's according to how old we are. So we're going to start with on the top.
Is he about to figure? Oh, that girl's going to finger his asshole. Okay. I'm fucking booking a trip to Thailand.
So If you look carefully,
okay, keep going. Just get her hands in
right
his ass.
The pelvic bone above the prostate next. Gland.
Yeah. And wait, is that how you massage a prostate?
Are, no, he's just warming it up.
There we go. I want to see your finger go in.
How's he not hard yet?
Yeah.
You don't massage anything.
You move.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, when's this guy gonna get
you,
hard?
You first you hold for 20 minutes.
I'm not watching this to not
first,
come. Where? Why
20,
is this?
Sorry, 20 pauses.
Scroll.
20 times.
What the fuck?
And hold this
show. Oh, there,
oh, there we go.
From the front end to the below the testicle.
She's in there.
And you feel he feel like.
She's I mean, at this point, can we just take
tendon,
it off?
Like his fucking holding the penis.
His balls are hanging out the side. It's like, oh, we're being. His hands
no,
are.
He's in the $1 million area.
He's holding the guy's dick.
He's holding the guy's dick.
He calls it the $1 million area.
Look, she's putting two thumbs in his ass like she's Siskel and Ebert.
Wow.
After that, move all because
what,
all
that guy have scarring?
From $1 million point to all the way up because it can be stuck on. From here to here.
He's like, I don't need gloves. Yeah. I'm just going to hold your dick, man.
And he's... This is
so great.
She's fingering his ass on YouTube.
Does it... Scroll.
This deep.
Okay. Something else has got to happen here, right?
I make mean, it up. Make it... When you work on it, the body will send blood.
Look at him. He's just holding it.
He's just holding that guy's... He's a doctor.
Yeah, sure.
Or a porn star.
He's not a doctor.
I bet he's not a doctor.
At all. He's just like, I'll just hold your dick.
Why is this chick so fucking timid?
And why is she wearing gloves if he's not?
So let's start over again. Limp on my hair. So in above the $1 million point, above the anus. Women also have that.
Above the anus.
But it's not $1 million point.
How great would it be to be on vacation and wake up and see his face with her in between your legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Through the nervous system.
And then he just keeps holding your dick.
And it causes problem.
This is crazy that this is on YouTube. Yeah. And then, can I tell you what's crazy? Hmm. This is on YouTube, and a video of Isla dancing in her bathing suit as at 7 years old got flagged and put a strike on my account.
A strike?
Yeah. She was dancing to Tiles It Down and Everybody Down, don't turn down for doot, 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 doot. She was like 7 or 8, and she was dancing in her bathing suit, and it got flagged, and I got a strike on my account.
Did you get the strike removed?
I don't. It was so back ahead, like the. You know what else got flagged? A video of Georgia when she must have been 7 or 8, going having my phone shooting her feet. She goes, "My feet, my feet, my feet, my feet, my feet." I got flagged.
Yeah, I think this probably was during that like adpocalypse thing where they just complete, because there was this like pedophile ring of like that was on YouTube, and they had like hidden messages to each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And then everything got real crazy on you. That was when like you couldn't talk about anything, and then nobody was getting ads for. It was a few years ago. And that's when they discovered that there was all these videos, and it was all about like creeps were had a special way to like they would communicate with each other about like watch these videos of kids. They were all watching.
That's fucking
so
gross.
Then YouTube, of course, but YouTube had to like revamp their whole.
Look, I don't mind system. YouTube having breastfeeding and that pump video is pretty.
You should get that strike removed though if it's still there on your account.
Yeah,
I should. Of course.
I don't mind that girl milking her tits. I don't mind that guy fingering that guy's ass. I don't mind that guy wiping his anus at all. I don't mind any of that. None of that registers with me for offense. Don't pull any of them off at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But then also, like, allow me to say, like, what they do flag is kind of fucking crazy.
That's the big thing with YouTube. The big problem with YouTube, I would say, in my experience, is that there's a huge level of inconsistency.
Yeah.
They're not consistent. It's like, you guys talked about this thing, you said this word, and then you watch another video, they talk about the same topic, they say the same word, and they're like, yeah, that one didn't even register to them.
It's crazy because it does seem political.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, it does seem like they have like a weird agenda. It doesn't seem consistent to me that you'd take down I don't even know who's been banned on YouTube.
I don't know,
but like
yeah.
but you let a guy wax his anus.
Yeah, well, they cracked down hard on craziest time was during like the height of COVID.
Oh yeah, that was insane. And, well, you couldn't hear another opinion.
Anybody saying anything about a vaccine.
And by the way, I heard so little. I was also like ready to get vaccinated because I wanted to get back to work.
Yeah.
Like I didn't give a fuck. I was like, put it in me, I don't give a shit. I put worse in me. Like that's where I was at. But now I look at like and I don't know if it's real or not, but like if you have a friend that maybe is an anti-vaxxer who's a conspiracy theory guy, like if you have one, I know I have one. I don't know if you have one. I think you might, but you get every text you get is that's because he got the jab.
Yeah,
and you're like, and so every text anyone gets falls snow skiing, and they're like, that's what happens when you get vaccinated. I know, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
and so part of me goes, I wish I fucking wish I had. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I've had COVID 7 times. Who gives a fuck?
Apparently
it works. The jab works.
How many times did you have a bad bad symptoms?
Once.
First time?
Yeah. First time wasn't even that bad, though. It was just, there was like one day.
Did you ever lie to people after you knew a result?
I tried.
You did?
I tried.
What do you mean you tried?
I tried. When we got back from the special, I had work to do.
Yeah,
and a lot of work to do, and I came in, and everyone's like, "Yo, just so you know, everyone's testing positive that was on the plane," and I was like, "That's crazy," and I was sick, and I was like, "That's crazy." And they're like, "How you feeling?" I said, "Fine," and they're like, "You sound a little congested," and I was like, "And I'm talking to Jen, who I just hired, who works for me, and she's inside my gym with the doors kind of cracked, talking to me, and I'm in the yard." And she's like, how are you feeling? And I said, I'm good. And she goes, you don't sound good. And I went, I'm fine. It's just a little congestion from the plane yesterday. And she goes, they're calling that COVID. And I go, what? She goes, how about we test you? And I went, oh, I don't need to be tested. And she goes, I think we should test you. We have a bunch of people in here. And I was like, no, seriously, I'm fine. And by the way, Pete did not give a fuck. He was like, He was like, everyone's got COVID. You think you have COVID? And I was like, I might. And he goes, Jen's going to, he's next to me face to face. She swabs me.
Is she positive at this point?
No, she's got a mask on. She didn't go on the plane. No, she went on the plane. She has a mask on. She comes out, gloves on, swabs me, comes in. She's like, honey, you're positive. And Pete is sitting right next to me, no mask. And he's like, fuck it. Looks like we're positive again. I go, you feel sick? He goes, nope. I said, what? He goes, I'll just get it from you right now. And so me and Pete went and did ad reads and we did a bunch of fucking work together. He never got COVID. Pete's had COVID probably 5 times.
Yeah. I've had it that I know about for sure. I guess the only time I saw positives.
When you got out of the hospital.
Well, that was the first time. That was the bad time. That was the only time that I had horrible symptoms. I got sick a few times after.
But you thought it was withdrawals.
Yeah. Well, that's what they told me. And then they're like, oh, it turns out you have COVID. That was such a mess. But the couple other times I tested positive once and I was, I had to show my results to like a production.
Yeah.
And, I just was like, I'm clean, good to go. And they were like, can we see it? And I was like, I already threw it out. And they're like, oh, we kind of need to verify it. So I just, I got somebody else to take it. And then I took a photo of that. And I was like, here you go.
I swear to God, Pete will say no to this. Yeah. I swear to God. I thought, so when we got to do the special, they were COVID testing.
Yeah.
And I said, literally, if I test positive right now,
yeah,
fucking someone throw that away. I'm doing the special. Yeah. There's too much money on the line. I'm doing the special. I thought I had it one time when I was doing Go Big Show and we were doing the finale. Yeah. I thought I definitely had tested positive.
Yeah.
And I thought they just threw it away and they're like, let's just get the finale.
Yeah. I mean, there's a thing that I guess needs to be said. At a certain point, money is more important than people's health.
For some people. But yeah. So we go to shoot the special and the very first day of filming, I might be fucking this up. The very first day of production, not filming, but we do all the run-throughs and everything. Pete's sick, right? He's sick. And he goes, I think I'm going to stay in the whatchamacallit today. And we're like, cool. So he stays in the hotel. I swear to God, to this day, I think Pete had COVID and he just took one for the team. He was like, I'm not going to come in. And then when he did come in, I don't know. I know he tested and he tested negative. But I tested negative. Everyone tested negative. Part of me thinks like Pete the gangster, the way Pete's brain worked is he goes, you know, let me operate the test today. And then just did everyone. And he was like, we're all clean. Let's really go. Good. Let's get this out. Because everyone, literally the day after that we wrapped, everyone got COVID.
Yeah, he helped you out.
I know he didn't because he would tell me the truth. But there's a part of me that loves him so much that I go, he'd do that for me.
Sure.
He would definitely.
Yeah.
He'd help me get rid of a body.
That's when you know someone is, as I like to call, solid.
Do you know what he did for me yesterday, yeah. Tom? He went through all his notes of all the shows I've done and took every joke that I didn't put in a special that I mentioned, even like throwaway lines, and printed them out on a spreadsheet and gave them to me last night. He goes, you need to work on these. I was like,
that's great.
He's the fucking best, dude.
That is great.
Yeah.
And then you know that like those are also yours to use now.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't put it in anything.
Yeah. And there was so much shit. I was like, fuck. I ran through all of it last night and did like an hour and 15, hour 20.
And the
little boy.
Yeah.
But hey, it has been the funnest 200 episodes of podcasting I've ever done is this show.
Yeah, me too, man.
This show, it's the weirdest show I've ever been associated with. It's probably the most trouble I've ever gotten in because I've said wild shit on this podcast.
Yeah.
I say wild shit around you.
Yeah.
But I hope that people watching this enjoy it as much as I enjoy making it because I'll do this forever.
It's the most fun I've had too. It's so silly. It's so much fun. You make me laugh so hard. And I really enjoy like us getting together and catching up and doing this.
Yeah.
It's a good time. It's fun. We, you know, who else? You have an amazing teacup. I have this katana sword. You have chloroform. No one has friends like this.
No one does.
It's fun. I love you. I hope we do a few hundred more of these. Yeah. And, you know, fuck it. Let's bring back Fat Tom. I'm going to have a donut. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys.
Let's bring back Fat Tom.
Let's do it.
Which ones are on the bottom?
Ooh. Let's see.
Classic. Nice 80 calories.
We'll see you guys next time. I love you. Cheers. Love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.